Our reading today is taken from Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. We're reading from verse 35 to verse 41, and we read like this. And the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep, on a pillow. And they awoke him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? This account of the stilling of the storm, I want to consider first the disciples and their cry for help, then Jesus, Lord of all. So first then, the disciples. Three things to notice about them. They were called and chosen by the Lord himself. After a night of prayer, of waiting and seeking his Father God, he chose the next day 12 of his disciples to be close companions with himself. They were the followers. They were essentially learners. Therefore, they were subject to the instructions of their Lord and Master. For notice in verse 35 what we read. Jesus said, let us go, set sail to the other side. Notice here the humanity of Jesus in verse 36. In the Authorized Version it says, we read, they took him even as he was. In the ESV it adds the word just as he was. What do we mean by this, considering his humanity? Well, it's this. He was tired. He was tired after a busy day in teaching and ministering to the people. Verse 35 tells us this as we read it. It was the same day when evening was come, when the crowds had gone, when he was with his disciples. There it was. How tired was he? Verse 38 tells us. He was asleep at the back of the boat. And secondly, they could only see the storm when it arose, and not the Saviour. For they set sail in the calm. How easy it is in the time of peace and tranquility. Then suddenly a violent, really violent storm arose. Verse 37, we read it. A fearsome wind. The boat began to fill. The result was they were fearful. They may have battled the storm to the best of their ability, but to no avail. The conditions put them into a desperate situation. The thought then arises, if we have Jesus with us in the time of calm, we should be ready for the time of trouble. For the third thing is this, they forgot. Momentarily, they forgot Jesus was with them in the boat. Until they woke him, verse 38. Notice what they said. They said, Master, do you care not that we perish? Put it in modern terms. In other words, they were saying, you're our leader. Do something to save us. Remember, these were his disciples. He was their master. Do something, they said, to save us. Remember then, these words were spoken for them, from them, at the point of death that there was, that situation demanded. But notice this. Yes, Jesus cares. Yes, he cares. His whole investment and the future church were in these men. That's how important this situation was. How special that he cared and he cares for them, as he will always care for us and everyone that trusts in him. Then how often do we try to overcome situations in our own strength, when at the last resort, then at the last resort, trying this, ask Jesus to help when it should have been the first option? Always remember, we always seem to be, it's something with humanity that we try to do the things when we know the Lord is there to help. We just need to trust in him first and allow him to do what he will in ministry for us. It's true, Jesus said in verse 40, where is your faith? See, in other words, was it too early, too soon in their experience for them to apply it? They were, after all, disciples. But remember what Jesus said. He said, where is your faith? It was there if they took it. It was there for them if they dared to believe and stood up and said what he did. Always remember that. We have the ability. Jesus gives us that. We need to use it in the right way. It's the most effective way that glorifies him. Faith then will always overcome fear. Believing in Jesus at his word as we apply it. Now, I want us to consider Jesus. We see Jesus in that first, he is Lord in the storm. We have seen his humanity. We read it. He was asleep. But he, even asleep and when awake, and in especially the situation that he was in, he is in complete and absolute control. Why? For Jesus is Lord over the storm. Not only in the storm, but over the storm. You see, in a marvelous truth, not only is Jesus a sinless man, which he is, born like us all into the world, but as creator, we must always remember this, over the elements, he, as God, created all things, complete control over the elements. He is the Son of God, but more so, he is a savior to all who believe and trust in him. 4, verse 39, he arose, it tells us, he arose, rebuked the wind, put it in its place, spoke to the sea and said, peace. Peace be still. A great calm in contrast to a raging storm. Now this brought a profound statement in verse 41 from his disciples, with the result of the calm and the sudden change that there was. They said to one another, what manner of man, we need to consider this, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey him? You see, to those that know and love him most, and know him best, he is Lord of all. Remember that. He is Lord in every situation and over every circumstance, and able to help us through every situation that we will ever be in, even before we're in it. He understands. Just go to him, take it to him, and let him deal with these situations. This question then that they said, I want to bring the third point. We've looked at Jesus, Lord in the storm, Jesus, Lord over the storm. Then thirdly, question, is Jesus Lord in our lives when adversity hits us the hardest? Remember the day of calm? Set out well. Ended as a storm that ended in calm again through that situation. We always hit adversity. We always will. Two scriptures which I want to read just finally before we close to consider. Thinking of peace. Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Then John 16 and verse 33, Jesus said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. Take heart, I have overcome the world. His promises stand forever true and sure. For in times like these, and the epidemic included, we must always, and we are thankful to the many in natural circumstances who give help and comfort and support to those in need. We see in this humanity rises to its best in these situations. And we're thankful for this. But you see, notice that we read, my peace, not as the world gives. There's limitations, you see. The world can only do so much. The natural must be always superseded by the spiritual. We can feed the body and minister to the body, but the inner man, the spirit, that part which is us, needs the ministry too. And sadly, that's lacking. We don't hear of ministry to the heart and the soul, the very inner person that all of us are, unique in ourselves. We hear of all of the ministry, and rightly so, to the body and the mind and every situation that's there. But you see, we'll have to consider the spiritual. What about then spiritual considerations? Ministry to the inner person, the peace, ministry to that area that needs the help from within. You see, there is one vital thing nobody can give. Only Jesus can. And that is inner peace. He settled that situation. The storms that sin brings, the adversity in life that we all have, to know the inner peace of Jesus gives a whole new perspective and momentum in these situations for ministering to the inner man, ministering to that part that needs the encouragement that lasts. Only Jesus can give. And it is salvation. Thank God, knowing Jesus as our Saviour and Lord, He gives us the opportunity to know this. Then the question is Jesus Lord in our lives? Is He Saviour in and over each and every situation that we find ourselves in? Let's seek the Lord, His inner peace, as that which brings real comfort at this time.